T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
By early afternoon, the rain had become more widespread across the area. Now, the next round is expected late this afternoon into the evening, and that activity could include severe storms with a potential of large hail, damaging winds, very heavy rain, and isolated tornadoes. The severe risk for DFW is at 3 on a scale of 5. Stay up to date and check in throughout the afternoon for updates, with traffic and weather on the 8s all day on KRLD. A report out today says the FBI uncovered and stopped a plot to assassinate former President George W. Bush. The story from KRLD is LP Phillips.
And the report was published this morning by Forbes, and it's based on a search warrant that was evidently unsealed by mistake and has since been put back under wraps. According to the report, the FBI intercepted messages on WhatsApp after being tipped off by informants. The operative, apparently working for ISIS, was behind the plan and was based out of the Columbus, Ohio area. He had traveled to Dallas to do some groundwork. The article says the operative took pictures of some of the areas around President Bush's home and around the Bush Institute. The story says the plan was to try and smuggle a team into the country over the southern border with Mexico. Former president was targeted, the article says, because he had ordered the invasion of Iraq in 2003. The story says the FBI learned of the plan late last year and that there had been meetings with confidential informants in February. Article says the search warrant was obtained in Columbus, Ohio in March. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Columbus says that warrant has been put back under seal, but also said official information could be released this afternoon. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's the final showdown between Ken Paxton and George P. Bush in today's Republican primary runoff for Texas Attorney General.
Who will be in the running to be the state's next attorney general? Today, voters get to decide.
On our ballot, I think the attorney general race is getting a lot of attention.
Collin County Elections Administrator Bruce Sherbet says voter fatigue probably won't impact the turnout during today's runoffs. And all eyes are on Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush.
This race isn't about my last name.
As he faces off against Attorney General Ken Paxton. While in office, Paxton was at the center of several investigations and scandals, including bribery and fraud accusations, which he denies. He's also the candidate being backed by former President Trump.
He's done a terrific job for Texas and for our country, and he has my complete and total endorsement.
In a recent poll by the Dallas Morning News shows the incumbent leading Bush 42% to 35%. On the Democratic side, Rochelle Garza is facing off against Joe Jaworski. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It has been a very steady turnout today in Denton County, even bringing out those who don't usually participate in runoff elections. And they say the big draw is that race for attorney general.
It's an important office, and it gets a lot of attention for the state.
They're still holding, like, really unpopular opinions, and I feel like those are the people who hold those political opinions are the only people who are actively voting in these types of elections, and I guess I'm just trying to, be a check against that.
There are some signs of voter fatigue. A lot of voters say they're getting tired of all the elections and that it's getting difficult for them to keep track of the candidates. The polls close at 7 this evening. Stay with News Radio 1080 throughout the night on air and online for all the updated election results. A 2-year-old boy who was run over in a North Richland Hills apartment complex parking lot has died of his injuries. Gideon Randall was rushed to Cook Children's Medical Center early Monday evening, but he died of his injuries about a half hour later. Police say speed does not appear to be a factor, and it appears this was merely a tragic accident. The driver did remain on scene as required by law and did speak with officers. Investigators say it's unlikely any charges will be filed. The director of Tarrant County Public Health urging caution as COVID activity starts creeping back up again. Vinny Tanasia says this latest wave can be linked to travel.
People coming back from New York and Midwest and all these other places from conferences and large gatherings, bringing back COVID. So that's still happening.
Tanasia says his office was reporting between 60 and 70 cases a day at a pandemic low, the number now above 200. Still, the county's community spread level remains at low. A Collin County grand jury has ruled a Plano police officer was within his rights when he shot at a burglary suspect back in January. The officer was one of two responding to a burglary in the 2700 block of West 15th Street. The burglar was still in the building. One of the officers fired a shot but missed. Dallas is among the national leaders when it comes to workers returning to the office. The workplace security firm Castle Systems tracks the trends on a weekly basis.
Specifically, Texas, I will tell you, has by far been leading the nation, the three markets we have here, which includes Dallas, Houston, and Austin, as far as return to work versus some of the other cities we see across the U.S.
And you can hear much more with Castle's Mike Slauson. We have the full interview and the latest data at KRLD.com. Dallas really wants Neiman Marcus to stay put and is ready to offer millions in incentives to make sure the luxury retailer sticks around. Here's KRLD's Susan Darwin.
The Dallas City Council plans to offer more than $5 million in economic grants if Neiman Marcus agrees to keep its headquarters downtown instead of moving to the City Place Tower in Uptown. The council's proposal would also require Neiman's to keep 1,100 jobs in Dallas and stipulates at least 35% of the jobs at its headquarters be filled by Dallas residents. The luxury retailer will also have to agree to create 300 new jobs in Dallas by 2026. Now, Neiman says it's currently exploring options for its corporate hub, but hasn't made any decisions yet. The Dallas City Council is expected to vote on its incentive offer next week. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Sports. The Mavericks try to stay alive tonight in Game 4 against Golden State. It's an 8 o'clock tip at the American Airlines Center. And the Rangers start a 6-game road trip tonight in Anaheim against the Angels. The start time, 8:38 Central.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.